88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opposite of perseverance is procrastination. Perseverance means you never quit. Procrastination usually means you never get started. Although I consider the inability to finish something to be a form of procrastination. Ask people why they procrastinate, and you'll often hear something like this: I'm a perfectionist. Everything has to be just right before I can get down to work. No distractions, not too much noise, no telephone calls interrupting me. And of course, I have to be feeling well physically too. I can't work when I have a headache. The other end of procrastination, being unable to finish, also has a perfectionist explanation. I'm just never satisfied. I'm my own harshest critic. If all the I's aren't dotted and all the T's aren't crossed, I just can't consider that I'm done. That's just the way I am, and I'll probably never change.
Excuses sound best to the people that's making them up. You got every excuse in the world. That's why you're bankrupt. That's why ain't nothing changed, and nothing will change. We are being raised in a generation of people that come up with every excuse in the book as to why they are not winning. You have that as a choice. You actually do. You don't wake up in the morning and negativity, dysfunction, problems, and issues just randomly pop up. These are the people that you have decided to include in your life. So the outcome of your day, your hour, your minute, your week, your month, and your year is always draining, always dysfunctional, and always crazy. Because these are the type of people you've decided to include in your day-to-day life.
And there's some of you, you know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level. You're like, I'm getting up every day. I'm lifting weights. I'm eating right. And I'm not getting the opportunity. It might require getting up and working out 3.5. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. It might require you moving to another city. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else. And there are those of you who were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you. And you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You was there. I didn't quit. because people didn't understand. I worked harder when people didn't support me. You better grind, because if you don't, you'll be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life. You grow. You got ideas. You got talent. You got gifts. Stop shrinking down. Stop minimizing yourself. Take the risk on you. Take the risk on you. You owe you.
No more excuses. No more, I'll start tomorrow. No more, just this once. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more waiting for the perfect moment. And no more indecision and no more lies. No more weakness. Now is the time for strength. And through strength and through will and through unwavering discipline, I will become who I want to be.
You can literally create your own economy. Now, I'm going to tell you, you do not have to know how it's going to happen. You only have to know it's going to happen. You want to stop and think what you want and take the lid off. Take the lid off your mind. You can have anything you want. And I'm going to tell you something else. You don't even have to believe it. You can say, this is a crock. If you keep doing what I tell you, you're going to start to believe it. I'll explain something now and I'll explain it later, and you may see it different a little later. Our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently, if we reevaluate a situation, our belief about it will change. Now, I've been studying the Bible. I've studied various religions. There's only a half a dozen, so it's not too difficult. I had studied all kinds of books on personal development that you could find. And every one of them kept saying, you've got to believe. And I'm thinking, how do you believe? Somebody says, you've got to believe. Well, how do you believe? That's a pretty good question, isn't it? How do you believe? Most people can't answer that.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But they know if you don't believe it ain't going to happen. You got to believe it. And if you don't, you show it in everything you do. You got to believe it. I was trying to figure this out 9.5 years. I was in a coffee shop with a mentor, Leland Bell Vandewal. And he said that just in conversation. Our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently, if we reevaluate a situation, our belief about it will change. I said, what'd you just say? He said, what do you mean? I said, about belief. He said, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently when we reevaluate the situation, our belief of old changes. And all of a sudden I knew why I had changed.
Looking at some of the things that keep us from approving ourselves, that we've all done some things that we don't feel good about. Things that if we had to do those things over again, we would not do those things, or we would do things differently. So part of what we must do in order to begin to move into your greatness, you got to remove a major energy block. And that is dealing with the issue of forgiveness. People that have hurt you, someone who's done you wrong. Make a list and things that you have done that you feel bad about, that you regret. Make a list. You know, maybe a time when you weren't a good father or a good mother or a good brother or sister, or you were a bad child, or you didn't do a good job, or you lied, or you were dishonest, or you stole. No one knows this but you, or something you feel good about. Say, you know, there's a real dog in me to do that. Something you just really regret. So we make a list of all those things. All of us have some of that. Somebody say there is some good in the worst of us and some bad in the best of us. So none of us escape. Now here's something I want you to do. I want you to become involved in an active process to get some clutter out of your life. So if there's any area in your life that you need to clean up, start working on it. I'm going home tonight to clean my closets. Any of you got any cluttered closets? Oh, raise your hand, please. Good. Let's go home. Let that be our task this week. See, the first law of the universe is order. Go home and clean the closet out. Get the clutter out. Start letting some of this junk go to make some room for something else. Do that with people. There's some people who's cluttering up your life. They serve no purpose whatsoever. They're just holding and occupying a space that somebody useful, positive, nurturing, and contributing could be holding that space. You don't even have time to look to see what else is out there because you all have all of these people surrounding you that's not enabling you to grow. So look at what is it I need to get out of my life. Just start cleaning this stuff out. Getting the drawers together, your dresser drawer, just getting stuff together. Just get them together. Maybe your car. I got to clean my car too. Got a lot of stuff in there. Live in my car. You know, can't put anything in my trunk. I got all kind of little things back there. Two of my children back there in the trunk, you know. Everything, stuff everywhere. So I say, let me just get this together. See, whatever you have in your environment is a reflection of your consciousness. So you got all that chaos there. That represents some disorganized, cluttered section of your mind. So let's get all that out of there, all right? Work to get that out, clean that up.
Relentless is more than just a mindset. It's a skill set, it's a mindset, it's a way to kick ass. We talk about kicking ass and taking names. Well, when you're relentless, you've kicked so much ass, you can't remember all the names because it becomes irrelevant. The name that they remember is your name. That's what relentless is being about. It's not about others, it's about yourself. It's about taking yourself to a level that only few people can achieve. The mindset is completely different. It's learning to step on their throat. It's about killing the competition. Your fiercest competitors are cutthroat individuals. All they want to do is win, and they want to win over and over again. It's not just a one-time thing. Success is repeated many, many times. You can have a skill set to do a lot of things. Okay, you can train, you can read a manual, you can do all these different things, but a skill set only works if you have that mindset.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.